closing that fist around it. Do it with the real coin a few times to see how you perform this motion normally, then do exactly the same thing sans the coin. And if you listen through this a few times, pausing as you need to, I fully imagine that the use of the word sans will become both unnecessary and irritating. By the silly act of pretending to put a coin that isn't there into your left hand and curling your fist around it, you've now made it much more difficult for the observer to reconstruct events. Blow on the empty left fist and show that the coin has vanished. If they think that the coin was never really in the left fist, a decision they will have to arrive at once they've been roused with smelling salts and violent slapping, then the only explanation is that you must have retained it in your right fist. But they can see that the right fist is empty too. They'll be too busy pondering this conundrum to work their way back to whether or not you even picked it up. Good, but still not great. How great would it be if they were convinced they saw the coin in your right hand before you put it in your left? Then there really would be no solution for them. So this time, before you pass the coin, in inverted commas, across to your left hand, mime showing it at your fingertips of your right hand. Hold it up for a moment as if you're fairly displaying it between your thumb and first two fingers. Now, anyone studying those fingers will see that there's nothing there, but if you make a quick and casual gesture, a swing of the hand up in the air as you say, "Watch," and then back down again to pass the coin to your left hand, they will, once you are relaxed and you time it just